Welcome to the Radio Alabama studios in Sylacauga, Alabama for the Bull Gap Journal. I'm Robert Holmes, Sylacauga native, your host for the Bull Gap Journal. Retired military veteran, combat veteran, and just all-around community citizen at large. On the Bull Gap Journal, we talk about life, leadership, and common sense. And occasionally we take excursions into areas that are part of our life around here, particularly in East Central Alabama. And joining me this morning is David McCurley, sidekick from Radio Alabama. David, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Most of you know David from several venues here at Radio Alabama, from McCurley in the Morning to then all of the sports network broadcasting that he does, from football, basketball, volleyball, baseball. What did I leave out, man?
No, pretty much most all that. Hadn't got into calling soccer yet. Okay, I'll leave that to Michael Giddens.
No, that the day will come, so I'm going to hold you to that you'll be doing soccer as well. So, but anyway, David's joining me this morning, and often we on the Bull Gap Journal, I'll have David come in, and we just chat about things that that are part of our life. And I've got to bring this up. Vince Gill.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago, I was able to have the opportunity, a great opportunity, to be in Nashville and go to the Ryman Auditorium and see Vince Gill doing his concert. You know, he's been with the Eagles and for the last couple of years out in Vegas doing great things there. I mean, this guy just spans all genres of music, and we'll get into that in a minute. But able to see his concert there in the Ryman. His daughter opened for him, Karina. She's what a talent. And that's the daughter of Amy Grant and Vince Gill's daughter.
Yeah. The apple doesn't fall very far from the tree, does it?
And she got talent loaded from both sides.
She does. So.
But anyway, daughter opened for him, quite an emotional event. But then on stage for now 3 hours. Now think of this, you know, when most of the, a lot of the entertainers that we see today will just do a 40-minute set, and then they go and do whatever they do, and then come back out and another 40-minute set, and it's done. You know, maybe you're lucky if you get an hour set in there. 3 solid hours he didn't leave the stage, over 3 hours.
And he's up there in age.
he's 68, right. As I recall. He's 68 years old.
Yeah, he's a little older than me, and as you mentioned, 3 hours of a solid. I don't care if you're jumping around or you're just standing there playing the guitar. If you're sitting playing the piano, it still takes energy.
And he had a stage full of his pick of studio musicians and backup singers that stay with him, and they all made the agreement. He said, "If you're signing on to this tour, we don't leave the stage for over 3 hours each night." And they all bought in, you know. So. It was incredible. And, you know, the thing that struck me about Vince Gill is, again, I've seen him before, but what really struck me is the total range that he started out so young that I think they probably strapped a guitar to his diapers. I think he may have been a little older than that. But he started out picking in bluegrass and then grew into just an amazing guitarist, which a lot of people don't appreciate until you really understand that. I mean, he could have made it on his own just as a guitarist.
Yeah, you know, so. he also was very adept with anything that you put in his hand, from, you know, whether it's some form of guitar. He can play a saxophone. He can play the piano. You know, many people don't know how many bands and how many people that he has worked with, influenced, wrote music for. You know, former member of Pure Prairie League, if you remember back to the 70s with that rock kind of country group. He also played with the Doobie Brothers.
Really?
A lot of people did not know that. And I tell you, he's had a long stint of different genres, but Bob, he has always been one of those guys that really has loved our military, loved the United States. Now, I tell this all the time because we play his music on some of our country stations and everything. But here's the thing with me. He can write a ballad. He can sing, you know, just a regular upbeat song. But he can also sing some funny songs. I remember you know, the one he wrote and talking about George Jones and talking about that they took his car keys away from him. So he just got on his John Deere and went to the went to the bar. But so Vince understands. He's been around country music right. And the Grand Ole Opry a long time.
Well, he has. And the point that you made about his it came through loud and clear, and I've seen other concerts where he did this, that he makes the point to honor military veterans, mm-hmm. The warriors, their families, particularly those that have made a selfless sacrifice and didn't make it home. And again, on the evening that I saw him, he called up something that he always does and sang a song, When the Soldier Dies.
Yeah.
And, I went back and took a look at the lyrics, and it's powerful. It brings up all of the respect, the emotion, the images that I've seen play out personally, and I'm sure you have too, with families when their son, their daughter, their dad, their mom came home covered with the flag of the nation over their casket.
Yeah, so. You know, I've never served in our military, but it's the one part that I think that we as a country do not do enough.
Yeah.
Not only to recognize, now we have holidays and we recognize and we say thank you for your service, but we don't recognize them enough, especially the ones that gave the ultimate sacrifice. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, I'll tell you this real quick. Yeah. I had a guy, worked at a business several years ago, and had a guy that delivered products to me there where I worked, and he was in the National Guard. And he had been overseas to everyone, to Saudi Arabia, to Afghanistan. And when he came back from Afghanistan, he said, McCurley is different. I said, yeah. I said, I really appreciate it. And he said, well, people don't understand. He said, when you carry a gun
yeah.
everywhere you go, he said, it's a different mindset.
Yeah.
I mean, you really don't know who's a friend, who's a foe, but.
Well, there's, yes.
I mean, but you have to sleep with a gun.
Yeah.
You have to eat with a gun.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
And so here in the United States, Bob, we don't have to worry about that.
Well, you know, David, that is such a perfect segue into the point that I wanted to bring out about listening to the heartfelt ballad When a Soldier Dies that Vince Gill sang. And then as I sat there listening to the words, I began to question what you've just brought up about when a soldier lives.
Yeah.
And again, not to take anything away from those that did pay the ultimate sacrifice, but there is an entire element of when a soldier lives. And that can take on many different, you know, avenues here as we approach that subject. The military warrior, the veteran who came home losing a limb, who has now is enduring life-altering, life-changing injuries, some physical, some emotional, okay? That impacts the families. That impacts them for the rest of their life, and that is also a selfless sacrifice. And there are veterans in my mind, as I see it, and not in my mind, in my own personal network of military veterans and folks that, you know, the battle buddies that were there, we see that many of those that we went off to war with and came home are carrying injuries and emotional, mental afflictions that they don't talk about.
Yeah, just because it's not visible,
that's right,
doesn't mean that it's not there.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. The invisible wounds.
You know, I can see someone who lost a limb or lost their eyesight, you know, or you know, whatever the case may be, if they, you know, got caught up in a bomb or, you know, whatever the case may be. but it's the mental aspect
right.
that you can't see. And I'm reminded of there's several commercials that I like on that are running on television right now
right.
that really give a different meaning to this. And you know, Trace Atkins is one of the biggest supporters of wounded warriors.
Right.
And of course, but I see things where, you know, one buddy calls another buddy who they served together, whether it was in Vietnam, whether it was in Afghanistan, whatever the case may be. And he says, "Hey, I really need you."
Yeah.
And the other's on the way. There are times when, Bob, it's kind of like what the Bible says about marriage. You don't need to walk in front of the other, and you certainly don't need to walk behind the other.
That's such a great point.
You need to walk with them.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's holding their hand, whether it's holding them up,
yep.
whether it's praying for them, yep. you know, whatever the case may be, I guarantee you most every military veteran that you talk to from time to time, they don't want to walk in front of you. They don't want to walk behind you. They want to walk with you.
You are so absolutely right. And thank you for making that point. And as you see it, you know,
well,
thank you for making that.
You know, so. I've had, you know, relatives that have been in the military. And of course, like I said, I've never served, but I had a very good friend of mine who served in the National Guard until he retired. And, you know, some of the things that he has shared with me are things that I can't understand.
Yeah.
You know?
So we started this conversation with the sentiment that Vince Gill shared, that he feels deeply. You can tell that he does when you see him on stage doing this, with his thoughts about the price of when a soldier dies, the price on that soldier having made that sacrifice, the price on the family. And then as we began to think about it, as I said, you know, to take off of that, every soldier pays something. For some, it was that ultimate sacrifice. For others, it could be a slow payment of grief, of pain, of trying to find peace as the world has moved on, of trying to understand yourself. And those are the things that, again, I've got to go back and be thankful for Vince Gill's ballad yeah. that brought this out for me to begin to think about this is something that I've been thinking about for several years now on how to capture that. So I'm still struggling with it, but every little bit helps a little bit, you know, as particularly when you hear a ballad as that. So again, I want to say to Vince Gill, thanks for thinking of the veterans and doing what you do. And then also thanks for the opportunity to expand the thought about when a soldier dies, but also when a soldier lives. So,
and I'm going to give you one other thing, Bob, and not to listen. You and I have grown up on different kinds of genres of music.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with rock and roll. There's nothing wrong with pop, but there is no form of music or band of musicians that hover together and support our military more and country music.
I agree to that. You're
none.
Right. You're absolutely right.
And yeah, Kix 100.3, where I have McCurley in the morning, is a country station. You know, from the late great Toby Keith to Waylon Jennings, to you know, to Vince Gill, to you know, Trace Atkins, all of these guys, Tracy Byrd, they all support no matter what our military is doing. You may, you know, as a citizen of the United States, you may not think about, you know, what we're doing is right or what we're doing is wrong, your opinion. Everybody's got opinions. But I tell you, I mean, I go back to the world-famous Alan Jackson song, "Where Were You When the World Stopped oh, yeah. Turning?"
No kidding.
You know?
That's going to be another day coming yeah. up for us to talk about, too.
Yep. So.
Well, David, as we're saying, that the battle isn't over when a soldier comes home.
No, and, it's not.
Again, just as we think through this, thank you for joining me in this discussion. I enjoy this when David and I can just banter about
oh, yeah.
things, but I really want to thank you that as we think about those, particularly the brothers and sisters in arms that are so much a part of my life, as they still fight for their footing, for their peace, for their purpose, for a place in community. So thanks for having this discussion with me today.
Hey, thank you. And all I can say is, as a country, as a state, as a community, when someone comes home, no, I don't care what country they've been to fight for us, whether it's a fight or whether it's just to secure our borders, you know, we need to support that person. As I said, don't walk ahead of them. Don't walk behind them. Walk with them.
Nice. Thanks, David. Thank you for joining us on the Bullcap Journal today. And thanks to Vince Gill, who sparked this discussion with the ballad about when a soldier dies. If you like what you hear on the Bullgap Journal, we talk about life, we talk about leadership, we talk about common sense, and we may even circle back and talk about more life at times like we did today. But we appreciate you joining us. If you want to know more about the Bullgap Journal, go to radioalabama.net/bullgap. Bob Holmes, Bullgap Journal, thanks for joining.